morning to turn to the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. We'd like to read the first 8 verses. To everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, time of war and a time of peace. The book of Ecclesiastes is a very interesting book. It's also a very neglected book. But really the subject of Ecclesiastes, the theme, is life upon the earth. This is seen from two common phrases found throughout the book. We see the phrase under the sun, and it is found 29 times. We also read the phrase upon the earth, and it is found 7 times. In these verses, Solomon continues the subject of life as it exists upon the earth, and that is seen in the phrase in verse 1, under the heaven, under the heaven. Now, the verses that we just read are probably the most well-known verses in the book of Ecclesiastes. They're verses that are often read at funerals, but like the rest of the book, these verses reveal some very valuable truths, some very valuable lessons about life upon earth. Many view these verses simply as teaching that everything is to be done in its proper time. And certainly that is one of the teachings of this verse, of these verses, but I do not believe that that is the main teaching of these verses. Again, the main teaching of these verses is life, that which is under the heaven. In verse 1, there are 4 very important words. Words that are descriptive of life upon the earth. You'll notice the word thing, which is referring to an action, an activity, an event. To every action, to every activity, to every event is what this is saying. The second word that we notice is the word season, which of course is an appointed period or cycle in which actions, activities, and events exist. The third word is the word time. Time is also an appointment, but again, a season is an appointed cycle. Time would be an appointed moment. An appointed moment, an appointed moment in which actions and activities and events exist. And then the fourth word is that word purpose, which simply means matters, happenings, occurrences, circumstances, incidents. So from these four words, thing, season, time, and purpose. From these four words, we learn that life consists, of course, of actions, activities, events. Life is made up of matters. Life is made up of happenings and occurrences, circumstances and incidents. And these are all appointed, as time is, as seasons are. That is, they're all scheduled. They're all arranged. And they're all arranged within certain bounds. Again, there are bounds to these things, and we're thankful for God's boundaries. Imagine life without God's boundaries. So all of these things happen within certain bounds. And these bounds are called seasons and time. So we want to speak this morning on the seasons and times of life. Keep in mind that season is a cycle. Time, we're talking more about a moment. So there is a difference between a season and a time, though seasons, of course, are made up of time. In these verses, Solomon lists 14 sets of opposites. He lists 14 sets of contrasts. 14 sets of extremes. And in each one of these sets, there is a time in between, which is made up of many events. For example, in the first set, there's a time to be born and a time to die. Now, there's a lot in between those two extremes. Birth and death are extremes. Life is lived in between those two extremes. So everything he mentions here really is an extreme, and we have to realize that in each one of these 14 sets, there are things and events that occur between the two extremes. But he uses these 14 sets as a means of illustrating the wide spectrum of actions, the wide spectrum of activities and events and happenings and occurrences of life. So we want to gather some truths, some lessons about life from what is presented in these verses. We're going to look at seven things that we're taught here about life. First of all, life is a repetitive process. What we read in verses 2 through verse 8 is not exclusive to a certain time, is not exclusive to a certain period. Now notice in verse 15, life again is a repetitive process. Verse 15, that which hath been is now. That which has happened in the past is happening now. That which hath been is now. People are still being born. People are still dying. People are still planting. People are still plucking. And on and on it goes. And that which is to be, that's in the future, hath already been. It's already been. It's already happened in some way. And God requireth that which is past. Now, in light of what we just read there, notice chapter 1 and verse 9. The thing that hath been, it is that which shall be. And he which it, and that which is done is that which shall be done. The summary of this, there's no new thing under the sun. All kinds of things happen, but nothing new. Nothing new. Oh, it might be new to us, but it has happened to someone, somewhere in the history of the world. So, what I may experience in my life, some things that you will never experience, and you may experience some things in your life that I will never experience. But whatever happens in my life, whatever happens in your life, whatever occurs in my life, whatever occurs in your life, we are not the first. And we will not be the last. Life is repetitive, just like the seasons. Just like the seasons. Secondly, we see that, and the point of that first point is simply this: don't think, don't ever think that you're the only one. And I've heard many times people talk like that, that something's happening to them that hasn't happened to anybody in the history of the world. But that's not so. Somebody else has experienced it. And someone else will experience it again. Secondly, life is a reality. Everything that is mentioned in verses 2 through verse 8 is very real. I mean, birth is very real. Death is very real. These things are reality. This isn't the things that he mentions here. They're not fantasy. They're not imaginary. They're very real. They're very definite. They are things that exist, that have always existed since creation and will continue to exist till the Lord comes again. These are things that are personally felt. These are things that are personally experienced. So life and all of its happenings, life and all of its occurrences is very real. Very, very real. Thirdly, life is not random. This is seen by the word season and time. Seasons are not random. They run according to schedule. Time is not random. These are things that are under the strict control of God. Now, if you pick up a commentary on Ecclesiastes, and they're hard to find, there are not too many people that have written commentaries on Ecclesiastes. But when it comes to chapter 3, a lot of people try to figure out a pattern. They will read verses 2 through 8, and they're looking for some kind of pattern. But unless I'm missing something, I do not see a pattern in verses 2 through 8. What I see is something that appears to be random. Something that appears to be haphazard. And that's what life appears to be many times. Life appears to be random many times. Life appears to be haphazard many times. But you and I know that that's never so. It's never random. Whatever happens in my life, whatever occurs in my life is never random, is never haphazard. I take great pleasure in that. I find great comfort in that. Life is not random. Again, we're reminded of this by those two words, season and time. Two things that are never random. Two things that are never haphazard. And then the next two things that he mentions, the first two things that he mentions in verse 2, a time to be born and a time to die. Life and death. Immediately we are reminded at the very beginning, we are not in control. We cannot control a time to be born and a time to die. This is a reminder that God is in control. This is a reminder that we are not in control. Again, to everything, to every action, to every activity, to every event, there is a season. That is, there is an appointed cycle. There is a time, that is a measurable period in which actions and activities and events exist. There is a time to every purpose, to every matter, to every proceeding, to every incident, to every circumstance, to every happening. There is a time and there is a season. What all this simply means is that God is the one who appoints the time and the seasons of my life. And they are under the control of God. Fourthly, we see that life is full of change. As you read through verses 2 through 8, as you read through those 14 sets of contrast, you cannot help but notice change. All the way through there is change. All the way through there are alterations. All the way through there are modifications. I mean, there's quite a drastic difference between birth and death. I mean, the difference is drastic. Birth, death. It is quite a change to go from life upon earth to death and life in eternity. There is quite a difference between planting and picking or plucking. There is quite a difference between killing and healing. There is a time to kill. There is a time to heal. There is quite a difference between demolishing and building. Big difference. Quite a change between the two. Quite a difference between weeping and laughing. Between mourning and dancing. Between throwing something away and gathering something unto ourselves. Quite a difference between embracing and withdrawing from someone. Big difference between gaining and losing. Between keeping and tossing away. between tearing something and sowing something. Big difference between silence and speaking, between loving and hating, and between war and peace. All of these things that he mentions represents a difference, but it also represents a change. Whatever season it is in your life, whatever time it is in your life, it can change. It can change. Not only can it change, it will change. It will change. I guarantee you it will not remain the same. There is going to be a change that takes place. And this change can be very drastic. We can go from birth to death. It's a very drastic change. From tearing something down to building something up, just like that. Very drastic and very sudden changes. But just as the natural seasons of earth differ, I mean, there is a difference between spring, summer, fall, and winter. They're all different. And they all bring change. They all bring change in the weather. That's the first thing we realize about the seasons. But not only that, there's a change in the appearance of things. Things don't look the same. Things look differently in the winter than they do in the summertime. Things look differently in the spring and the fall. So not only is there a change, but things look different. That's true in our life as well. We can go through seasons in our life and things don't have the same appearance. Things look different. We used to see something one way, but now it looks different. Seasons, times of our life. There's a difference in the change of dangers. I can be driving my car today, and I can see the sign that says bridges freeze before roadways or whatever it says. Well, I know there's no danger of that today. That danger doesn't exist in this season. However, in a couple of months, hopefully like 5 or 6, that danger will exist. So every season brings different dangers. I'm not in danger in January in Michigan of having a heat stroke. I'm not in danger of that. Really not in danger of in the summer in Michigan. But my point is there are different dangers in every season. That's also true in our life. There is a change of obstacles. There are different obstacles in different seasons. There's also a change of opportunities. There's a change of responsibilities. In June, it's not my responsibility to snowblow my driveway. Come January, that becomes a responsibility. There are different responsibilities in different seasons. And whether it should be so or not, it's true. Seasons bring change in our feelings. I feel different in the summer than I do in the winter. It brings a change of emotions. That's also true in the seasons of our lives. But everything changes. There are changes that occur in our families. It can be birth. It can be death. It can be health. It can be illness. It can be joys, it can be problems, but there are changes that take place in every one of our families. There are changes that occur in our health. We may be very healthy today, tomorrow we can be very ill. Or you may be very ill today, and tomorrow you may be healthy. But there are changes in our health. There are career changes. There are financial changes. There are changes in relationships. There are changes in circumstances. And there are even changes in our hearts. And there are changes in our minds. My point is, everything is in a constant flux of change. Everything. Change is going on all around us. Now, in our minds, we all have what we consider ideal conditions. You know, people will say, well, I wish it was sunny and 70 degrees every day. Well, you can wish that all you want. It's not going to happen. But that is ideal conditions for some. And we have a tendency to look at life that way as well. We want everything. We have our mindset on what is an ideal condition for our life. But life is not made up of what most consider to be ideal conditions. And may I say to you, even if right now you are in what you consider to be an ideal condition, wait a while, it's going to change. It's going to change. Because everything changes. We're in a constant flux of change. So, we see through these verses change everywhere. Fifthly, the changes of life have a purpose. God created the earthly seasons. Some are meant for things to grow. Some are meant for things to die. But there is a reason for every earthly season. And there is a God reason for every earthly season. That is also true in our lives. There is a reason for every single season, every single cycle of our lives. There is a reason, there is a purpose. So whatever season I enter, or whatever season I exit, God is in control of that season. And God has sent that season, God has allowed that season, and there is a purpose, and there is a good purpose, there is a beneficial purpose in every season. So, in the earthly cycle of seasons, one season prepares for another season. We must never forget that in our lives. Whatever season I enter, I must realize that one season prepares for another season. It all works together. As Brother Mark mentioned in his devotional this morning, looking back. Looking back, we can see a lot of things. I mean, looking back on our lives, we can see God's hand. We can see how it all progressed and how it all worked. We don't always see that when we're right there. But looking back, we can see some things. And we can say, wow, I know why that happened back there. I can see why it happened. I can see a purpose in that happening. So every season has a purpose. And we are being seasoned for another season. That is always so. Though we may know all of this to be true, and most of us here do, The truth is, we have but a very limited understanding concerning the actions, the activities, the events, the happenings, and the occurrences of life. Notice in chapter 3, verse 11, He, that is God, hath made everything beautiful or appropriate in his time. Also, he hath set the world in their heart. Then notice what it says. So that no man can find out or fully figure out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end. What that says is, though we can, to some degree, look back and see, yes, there was a purpose, none of us see the whole picture. None of us do. Whatever season you are in right now, you may think you have it all figured out, but I assure you, no one has seen the full picture. No one has. This is where trust comes in. It is God who is in control of all of these things. We do not see the big picture. I am asked constantly in hospitals and in funeral homes, why? Why did this happen, or why did that happen? And I say over and over again, I don't know. I can't give you the answer to that question. Nor am I going to try. Only God knows. You may have some ideas, but realize that all your ideas, you do not see the whole picture. You don't see it all. Only God does. Sixthly, we see in life there are constants. Just like in all the earthly seasons, the seasons change, of course, as the earth orbits the sun, but the sun remains constant. And everything revolves around it. And so it is with our lives. Though there are changes, though there are constant changes, there are some things that are always constant. We need to realize that in all the seasons. One of the constants, of course, is God. God is always who He is. No matter what your season, God is. God is still in control. God is still on His throne. And we've preached on that many times, and we're not going to do it again, but this is a constant. God is. And we need to get a hold of that in every single season. Another constant in every single season is the Word of God. The Word of God is. The Word of God remains the same in every single season. What God's Word said in one season, it'll say the same in the next season. God's Word does not change because the seasons change, because the times change. And therefore, we do not have to be constantly reminded what year it is, what century it is. I know what year it is. I know what century it is. But God's Word does not change. And so with all the seasons of our life, there are constants. The psalmist said in Psalm 31 in verse 15, he said, "My times are in thy hand." Now that's a constant. No matter what happens, it's in God's hand. No matter what happens. My times are a mystery to me. I have no idea what that involves, even for this day. But I do know this, my times are in thy hand. And if you read that 31st Psalm, you'll see the psalmist, he mentioned bondage, he mentioned entrapment, he mentioned adversities, he mentioned enemies, he mentioned trouble and grief and weakness and slander, and then he said, my times are in thy hands. That's always true. That is a constant. My times,
They may plug me up in all kinds of machines, but my times are never in the hands of the doctors. My times are not in the hands of my friends. My times are not in my hands. My times are in God's hands, and I take great joy and great comfort in that. And no matter what the season, not only are my times in His hand, but I'm in His hand. I'm in His grip. He never lets go, no matter what the season. Lastly, in life there are opportunities and responsibilities. In every season, God gives us opportunities. I'm talking about the seasons of our life. In every season, I have an opportunity. Every season. Doesn't matter what the season is, I have some opportunities. And I also have some privileges. And I also have some responsibilities. In every season, I believe in every single season, there is available everything I need to be faithful to God. In every season, it's available. In every season, I have the opportunity, I have the privilege, and I have the responsibility to be close to God. Every season. Every single season. In every season, I have the responsibility, I have the privilege, the opportunity to draw from God. In every season, I have the opportunity to lean upon Him, to trust Him. I have the responsibility to be what I ought to be. No season excuses you from being what you ought to be. Every season. There are things that I ought to do. And I believe in every season of my life, the Lord has something for me to see that I would not have seen had I not entered that particular season. In every season, God has something for me to learn. Something that I would not have learned had God not allowed me to enter a particular season. In every season of our lives, there is something to benefit us spiritually. So in every season, there are opportunities to witness. One season may bring me into contact with people that I would have never otherwise been in contact with. So I have an opportunity. Every season gives us an opportunity to present the gospel. Every season gives us an opportunity to declare the truth. And again, in every season, I must remember what is taught throughout the book of Ecclesiastes. And what is taught throughout the book of Ecclesiastes is, in summary, is this, that life is not about personal fulfillment. And I've got to remember that in every season. Life is not about personal fulfillment. Life is not about happiness. Life is not about careers. Life is not about achievements. The book of Ecclesiastes very plainly tells us that life without God is bleak and life without God is meaningless. And if you want your seasons to be bleak and meaningless, live them without God. And that's what you'll have. But we need to remember in every season what life isn't about. And we need to realize in every season the bottom line, which again, Brother Mark referred to in his devotion, Ecclesiastes 12 and verse 13. That is the bottom line. That is the bottom line in every season no matter what it is, whether it be a time of weeping or a time of laughter. This is the bottom line. Whether it be a time to be born or a time to die, this is the bottom line. Whether you're in the birthing room or the funeral home or at the graveside, this is the bottom line. It never changes, no matter what the season.
So we thank God that in every phase of our life, in every aspect of our life, in every area of our life, in every pursuit of our life, in every relationship of our life, this is the bottom line. This is my duty to serve God. And that's true in every season. But in closing, notice how this all ends. In verse 8, it ends for the child of God with a time of peace. Whatever season I enter into in this life, every season in this life is going to end. It's all going to end. And I am going to enter, when it all ends in this life, because of Jesus Christ, I am going to enter a never-ending, a never-changing season or time of peace. That's how it always ends for the child of God. Peace. Doesn't end that way for everybody. But it does end that way for the child of God. Perfect and complete rest from all that is of the earth. Here in this life, we live in imperfect bodies of flesh that are subject to difficulties and trials and sorrows, and on we could go. There is coming a never-ending, a never-changing season of peace for everyone who knows Jesus Christ personally. Everyone who has been saved by the amazing grace of God. But in the meantime, we have some seasons to go through. And just like the earthly seasons, some seasons the days are longer and some seasons the nights are longer. That's true of our life also. But we have these seasons to go through. And may we take advantage of every season that God gives us. And may we receive everything that God has for us in the particular season that we're in. You may be in a season right now that you would have never, ever chosen. You know, it really doesn't matter. That's where you are. That's where you are. It can change, and it will change. You may be in a season where you think, it just can't get any better than this. I don't know of too many people in that season. But perhaps you are one. Perhaps you're in that season. It just can't get any better than this. It'll change. Because that's what happens. That's life. That's not being pessimistic. That's life. Things are going to change. But God remains the same. And if you're here today without Jesus Christ, whatever your season is, your need remains the same. You need to be saved. You need to turn to Jesus Christ. You need to trust Him today. Whatever your season is, that's your need. That's your need right now. If you're here and lost today, that ought to be the thing that concerns you more than the season that you're in. Your need. Your need of Jesus Christ. And as we said, there are some constants. And one of the constants
is this: Jesus saves. You're lost, and Jesus saves. He saves sinners, and you qualify. You're a sinner. There's hope. So whatever season you're in, if you're lost, turn to Jesus Christ. You and I that are saved, whatever season we're in, may we look to those things that are constant. And may we look to learn the things that God would have us to learn and to see the things that God would have us to see. Brother Larry, if you'd come and lead us.